Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection seeks to bring you a diverse perspective of viewpoints from community leaders throughout West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and it's my pleasure to welcome to our program this week, Laurel Conrad, the program director at Lowell Arts. Welcome, Laurel. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Allison. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in. It seems like Lowell Arts has quite a bit of upcoming events, and we'll get into those in just a bit, but can you give our listeners a quick overview of what Lowell Arts is and its mission within the community?
For sure. So Lowell Arts is a Lowell local arts organization. We have visual arts, theater, and music. We even have art classes. And our mission is just to connect our audiences and the artists so that way everybody can experience some pretty awesome art.
Awesome. So upcoming is a play called The Whale. Can you tell folks about what that is and maybe about some of the dates and times that they can go see it if they're interested?
Absolutely. So we just had our first weekend of shows. So next weekend, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, we've got three more performances of The Whale. And it is a... honestly, a heavy play. it was recently made into a movie, but it's basically about a 600-pound recluse who wants to reconnect with his daughter and is surprised to find when they reconnect that she has a sharp tongue and a quick wit, and she isn't exactly the nicest person, but he really wants to connect with her, so he's making an effort to do that. It's a play mostly... we love the word empathy with this play. It's about empathy and how we treat each other and how we even view each other. So, yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So are these all local actors that are in this play?
Oh, yeah. So I think we've got a couple people from Ionia, a couple people from Grand Rapids, all over the place. So
how did you pick to bring this play to Lowell? Why a play about empathy?
Yeah. So, we love a good comedy. Who doesn't? But we decided to do something a little more serious just because sometimes it's good to sit with discomfort a bit. And also, too, with the film, there's a lot of buzz about this particular play. And of course, it's film adaptation with Brendan Fraser. And so we figured that maybe we'd give a good shot at it and see if we could do this story some justice.
Great. Can you give us those dates one more time about when people still have time to go catch this play?
Yeah. So we have three more performances next weekend. That'll be Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th, and Sunday the 29th. And you can buy tickets at lowellartsmi.org.
Perfect. But that's not the only thing Lowell Arts has going on in the upcoming weeks. There's also the Lowell Arts Artist Market. So can you tell us about... a little bit about this event and what folks can expect?
Yeah, so we turn our gallery into a retail space. So we are packed to the brim with giftable items of all different kinds, fine arts and fine crafts that you can buy for your loved ones this holiday season. And you can get some really unique and fun gifts that maybe you wouldn't normally buy just at a regular retail store.
And what can folks expect in terms of the range of types of gifts crafts there?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. Like, of course, you have your 2D art, so you can get some paintings, photography, prints, all kinds of things like that. And then there's jewelry, there's glasswork, lots of ornaments that you can buy, because I know some people love getting an ornament for Christmas to add to the tree. There's soaps and lotions, too. That's also a fine craft, metalwork, all kinds of things.
How many vendors are expected to be there?
Over 50, so okay. A lot, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And how many days is this event going to be going on for?
Yeah, it'll be 2 months long, so we'll open on November 9th and then go all the way through December 23rd. So even for those last-minute shoppers, you can stop in.
Okay, perfect. That's kind of how I roll with Christmas shopping usually. So what is, like, have you hosted this event before in the past?
Oh, yeah. So this is an annual event for us. So a lot of people love and expect this holiday market every year at the end of the year. And honestly, it's one of my favorite times because everybody's in the gift-giving spirit. it. So
is there a certain gift or artist that sticks out to you that's been at this event in previous years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of artists, too. It's almost like picking a favorite kid. But honestly, this is where I always get all of my Christmas gifts. I've got a lot of people in my life who, you know, when they need something, they just go get it. So I'm like, oh, man, what can I get them for Christmas? And mm-hmm. so this, you know, get them something a little more special that they might not normally get for themselves every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Online shopping really made it hard to find unique presents for friends.
Yeah.
Is it too late for artists to sign up to be a vendor there?
Unfortunately for this year, yes. We're all locked in. But in case there's an artist out there, you can go to the Lowell Arts website and sign yourself up for our email list. And that way next year when we've got applications open, you'll get an email and be ready to go.
Perfect. How long does that application, how long is it usually open for?
Oh, yeah. So typically, I don't know exactly the like exact timeline because it changes a little bit year to year, but a couple months before this holiday season. So usually like I would say August, September time, we probably keep it open for 2 to 3 weeks ish, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less. But
so events like these often have, you know, a significant impact on local artists and the community, bringing arts and culture into, especially like a small town like Lowell. Mm-hmm. What kind of response or support have you seen from the community in previous years or for this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so what's really fun to see is a lot of people sometimes don't realize that Lowell Arts is a gallery through most other months of the year. And so they'll come in like January or even like July and be like, where's the market? So everybody loves it. They come in and they get their gifts. And I think that people just love the items that we have on sale because it's not your typical gifts that you might get.
So they want a year-round market.
They do. I know. And I wish we could.
I know. That might be something you have to plan. Mm-hmm. And how do sales from the artist market benefit both Lowell Arts and the artists who are selling their work there?
Absolutely. Yeah. This definitely gives artists an opportunity to make a good amount of cash and be able to make money off of their art without having to do like an online store or figure out all of those logistics. And they can also have that in-person experience because we often will have the artists working the register during the day. So you might even be able to meet the artist that you're buying a gift from. So
yeah,
it's really awesome.
That's really special. And then when you give the gift, you can mm-hmm. tell your friend how awesome the artist was.
Exactly. Yeah. And like they're local too. So you're supporting somebody local. Lots of good reasons.
So the artist market, it's part of the 31st annual Christmas through Lowell event mm-hmm. Hosted by the Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, where over 350 artists and crafters will showcase their gifts and creations for 3 days. How does the artist market integrate with the broader festivities of that festival?
Yeah, so one of the special parts of Christmas through Lowell is, at least at Lowell Arts, and I think a lot of other businesses do something similar, is there is a raffle for prize items that will be put out on display at the businesses that are participating. And it's also just a really special time because a lot of people come out. And so just being able to be in that happy atmosphere where everyone's going door to door and seeing all the different businesses, including us. It's a really fun weekend, and there's also a lot of, you know, just holiday cheer.
Yeah, and Lowell has such a cute historic downtown area.
It's beautiful.
Made for the holiday season, really.
It is. Especially when you get the nice snow on the streets. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's just such a walkable downtown with all mm-hmm. those shops lined up right there. Mm-hmm. So for first-time visitors who are planning to attend the Artist Market or Christmas through Lowell, mm-hmm. What tips would you offer to them to make the most of their experience?
Mm. Oh, man, that's a good question. First-time shoppers, I would say just come in and take your time. You don't want to rush through it because sometimes a couple of the things might need like a second glance. You know, you got to walk away from it, think about, oh, where would that fit in my home or my friend or family's home? And then you can kind of visualize it a little bit better because they're fine arts and fine crafts. They, you know, sometimes you got to, oh, what's the word? Like, ruminate on it a little bit, let it sit. So yeah, I always tell people, just take your time, you know, we'll play some Christmas music for you to jam to while you look around and just, yeah, have a good time.
Is there a place online where folks can see a list of artists that will be there?
Yeah, on the Lowell Arts website, we do post a list of artists, and that way too, if you really love an artist's work, you can look them up, and if they have a website, you'll be able to see all of their other works too.
Yeah, so for folks who like to plan ahead, maybe that's the best route for them. Which probably will not be the shoppers there on December 23.
Right. That's okay, though. No shame in it. Everybody does that.
I'm sometimes shopping on December 24.
Yep, it happens.
Can you highlight any other must-sees or must-dos that visitors should not miss during... especially during that Christmas through Lowell. Anything else, maybe other events that are going on?
I absolutely love just walking by the showboat on the Riverwalk. So, if you haven't been to Lowell, we've got a historic showboat on the river. It's gorgeous. It does light up at night. So sometimes just taking that walk in the chilly weather and then you have the pretty lights of the showboat, it's just kind of a nice picturesque spot and, you know, get to appreciate the nature of the river and all that stuff. And it's really nice.
Is there any upcoming events for the showboat?
Not that I know of. In the summertime, though, we do put a stage out in front of the showboat and have our sizzle in summer concerts. Mm-hmm. But for the winter, I believe that they're renting the space for events. So if you are interested, you can, I'm sure, find that.
Great. Yeah, I figured those concerts probably wouldn't stretch out into the winter. But those are always fun. I've been to a few of those, too. Is there anything else that folks should know about that Lowell Arts is putting on in the next couple weeks? Anything else to highlight and have folks come out for?
I would always say that art classes are always a good idea. If you're looking to try something new, Lowell Arts does have art classes throughout the year, so you can always check out our website for those. And then just keep your eye on our upcoming exhibitions after the artist market and our theater season that will be happening next year as well.
Great. What kind of classes are there? Painting, drawing?
Oh, yeah. So right now we've got some watercolor classes coming up. We've got some ceramic classes coming up, too, if you're interested in 3D arts. We have awesome instructors who are really fun to work with.
Do you recommend that folks come in with prior experience in the art world, or can beginners join?
Yeah, beginners can join. They're definitely welcome. If any class is for those intermediate students or somebody with a little experience, we'll make sure to list that on the class so that way you know ahead of time. But most of our classes are very beginner friendly.
All right. I think those are all of the questions, but is there anything that we didn't talk about or that you want to make sure listeners know? So we have The Whale later this month, still a few more times to be able to see that, catch that show in Lowell. And we have the Artist Market with a few months for folks to be able to shop and buy presents. Anything else that you want to get out to the listeners while you have their ear?
Absolutely, yeah. So Lowell Arts is also a volunteer-based organization. So we are really reliant on people who are passionate about the arts and just want to volunteer their time. So if you're interested in volunteering with a pretty cool organization, I recommend going to our website and just giving us a look over and check us out. See if you like what we do.
Tell listeners that website one more time.
Oh, yeah. Our website is lowellartsmi.org.
Thank you so much, Laurel, for making the time to sit down and tell us about all the events that you have going on out there in Lowell. If you are listening and you need to get some Christmas presents or you're itching to see some live theater, don't miss out on these events. Thank you again for coming in. I appreciate it.
And thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Me too. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thank you all for joining us.